any questions along the way, Troy County.
All right, so let's go ahead and settle into our seats. Find your sit bones underneath you. Feel yourself rooting down into the earth, grounding in. From that rooting down, feel your spine rising up tall, supporting your structure, central channel of energy. Forehead soft, wide open. Maybe open your jaw a little bit, move your jaw around. Let's all take a deep breath in together through the nose and out through the mouth. Let's open our space this morning with the sound of three ohms, beginning with an even inhale. Post Valentine's Day. Wow, so super busy weekend for me. We produced a dream dance at the Women of Wisdom Conference and feeling really overwhelmed with a lot of stuff going on. I taught 4 classes yesterday and I had the presence of mind to start my all of my classes yesterday with chants to Ganesha.
Ah.
So I, like, it was the same kind of schedule that I had last Tuesday, the previous Tuesday. And last Tuesday I didn't do that, and I felt like by the end of the day I was just like, whoa. And if you remember, I was going to try to translate 3 of the verses, and I only got 2 done because I was done. So, but yesterday, because I just felt really grounded, I guess probably, most likely, thanks to Ganesha, I taught those 4 classes and I went home and I sat down and I got 3 verses translated. So, hooray, and I felt awesome, and they actually went a lot faster too. So Jay Ganesh.
Jay.
Yeah, and Ganesh is he's the holder of grounding space. Our support, our security represents the earth. We have a Ganesha up there? Yeah, right up there with the orange halo around his head. Big elephant head, man's body. That's not who we're talking about today. All right, so we've been working, and don't worry, you'll kind of drop into the rhythm of everything as things come, as things roll along here. We've been working on the Shiva Tandava Stotram, right? So the dancing Shiva, the hymn to the dancing Shiva. And Shiva, again, is the energy of
change.
Change and transformation.
Transformation.
Yeah. So some say destruction, but in all destruction, there's rebirth. Right? So I like to think of it as what we're moving through.
Creation.
Yeah. And a lot of people also say that he encompasses everything, creation, sustaining, and destruction, because that's what transformation is all about. All of those faces. All right. So we worked through the first 4 verses. We had a few stories. We had the story of the Ganga, and then we began the story of Shiva's wife last week, Parvati, right, the daughter of the mountain. Right. Hearing how she was actually a reincarnation of his first wife, Sati, who was insulted by her father because she had married Shiva, and he didn't like it. So she immolated herself in a fire and waited for rebirth. So this week we're going to hear about how Shiva and Parvati finally come together. See the agency of someone we call Kamadeva, who is the, he's perfect actually for this week because we just had Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. He's the Hindu version of Cupid with his flowery arrows. All right. So first of all, we'll go through the first four verses and we'll sing them. We'll say them through real quick one time. We'll sing them. It's a very rhythmic meter, so it's easy to catch on. I do, so a lot of you are familiar with the diacritical marks in Sanskrit. Let's just go over those one time. So that's all those little accent markings above and below some of the letters, okay? So when you see a long line over a vowel, it lengthens the vowel. So say jata.
Jata.
Yes. And when you see that dot underneath a letter, it takes the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Jata.
Jata.
Yeah, there you go. And then kavi.
Kavi.
Yes.
Kavi.
Okay. And then when you see two consonants together, there's like a little bit of a stop. Galachjala. Vavaha.
Vavaha.
Pavi.
Pavi.
Tastale.
Tastale.
Yeah. And the E is always long. And the O is always long. Right. So gale.
Gale.
Valambia.
Valambia.
Yeah. Lambitam.
Lambitam.
Yeah, and you can so there's a rule, and we won't get too technical with it. There's a rule when that M with the dot underneath or above comes in the middle of a line, especially if it's in front of a B, it's just a regular M.
Hold it. Hold it.
So, but we won't get too technical with that. Okay, Bhujanga.
Bhujanga.
Yeah. Dunga.
Dunga.
Malika.
Malika.
Dhamma. And that you can say vayam. Kind of an NG, vayam. Chakara.
Chakara.
Chanda.
Chanda.
Tandavam.
Tandavam.
Tanotu.
Tanotu.
Na.
Na.
Yeah, and you can give a little bit of ha.
Na.
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 Shiva.
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 Yes, nice. Jata.
Jata.
Kata.
Kata.
Sambrahma.
Sambrahma.
Brahman.
Brahman.
Nilim.
Nilim.
Sorry, Nilimpa.
Nilimpa.
Nirjali.
Nirjali.
Vilola.
Vilola.
Vichi.
Vichi.
Vallari. Viraja.
Viraja.
Mana.
Mana.
Mordani.
Mordani.
Tagad.
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 A little bit of an H there. Tagad.
Tagad.
Yes. Tagad.
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 And it's hard not to turn that into a T, so it's still kind of a little bit of a hard sound. Tagajvala.
Tagajvala.
Lalata.
Lalata.
Pakta. Is there more? Are there more of these anywhere? Well, thank you. Where were we? Pakta.
Pakta.
Pavaki.
Pavaki.
Kishora.
Kishora.
Chandra.
Chandra.
Shekhare.
Shekhare.
Rati.
Rati.
Pratikshanam.
Pratikshanam.
Yeah, mama.
Mama.
Tara.
Tara.
Darendra.
Nandini.
Nandini. Vilasa.
Vilasa.
Bandho.
Bandho.
Bandhara.
Bandhara.
Sporad.
Sporad.
Diganta.
Diganta.
Santati.
Santati.
Pramoda.
Pramoda.
Mana.
Mana.
Manase. Kripa.
Kripa.
Kataksha.
Kataksha.
Dhorani.
Dhorani.
Nirodha.
Nirodha.
Durdharapadi.
Durdharapadi.
Yeah, kvachit.
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 It's hard to say that.
Kvachit.
Kvachit. It's like kwa. Just think of a KW, kvachit, with your teeth actually coming to the lower lip, so it's a soft B. Kvachit. Digambare.
Digambare.
Mano.
Mano.
Vinodameto.
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 Yes, there we go. Vastani.
Vastani.
Jata.
Jata.
Ujanga.
Ujanga.
Pingala.
Pingala.
Spurat.
Spurat.
Pana. Pana. Mani.
Mani.
Prabha.
Prabha.
Kadamba.
Kadamba.
Kumkumadrava.
Kumkumadrava.
Yes. Pralipta.
Pralipta.
Dikvadhumake.
Dikvadhumake.
Nice, there you go. Madandha.
Madandha.
Sindhara.
Sindhara.
Spura.
Spura.
Tvagut.
Tvagut.
Tari.
Tari.
Yamedure.
Yamedure.
Mano.
Mano.
Vinoda.
Vinoda.
Adbhutam.
Adbhutam.
Wonderful, yes. Which is actually what that word means. Bhartu. Bhuta.
Bhuta.
Bhartari.
Bhartari.
Very nice. All right. So now that we've kind of got it in our mouth a little bit,
yeah.
Really important to do. Yes, sir.
Are the R's roll Sanskrit?
So, kind of, sort of. Yeah. If it's a kripa, if it's the one with the dot underneath, uh-huh. It's actually a semi vowel, right? So it's more in the back of the throat, which is easy for a German to do because we have that sound in our language. Kripa.
Kripa.
And it's way back there. Yeah. Yeah. And otherwise, it's sort of like sahasra.
Sahasra.
Yeah. It's at the front of the tongue. Yeah. Yeah. So, but thank you. That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Did that make sense? Did that help?
Totally.
All right, awesome. Okay, so we're going to, let me just say the translation for those four lines real quick, and then we'll sing through them. So with his neck consecrated by the flow of water, flowing from thick forest-like locks of hair, and on his neck the lofty snake is hanging like a garland. With his damaru drum making the sound damat, 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 Lord Shiva does the auspicious dance of the Tandava on this ground, and may he shower prosperity on us all. I have a very deep love, abiding love in Lord Shiva, whose head is glorified by rows of moving waves of celestial river Ganga, agitating in the deep well of his hair locks with the sound dagad, dagad. And the brilliant fire flaming on the surface of his forehead with the crescent moon as a jewel on his head. May my mind seek happiness in Lord Shiva, in whose mind all living beings of the glorious universe exist. He's the sportive companion of Parvati, the daughter of the mountain king. He controls the contains invincible hardships. Things that we cannot hold, we can't handle, with the flow of his compassionate love. He's all pervasive. I seek wonderful pleasure in Lord Shiva, who's the supporter of all life, who with his creeping snake with the reddish-brown hood and the luster of the gem upon it, spreading out colors on the beautiful faces of the maidens of the directions, they're placing the saffron, the kumkum, is covered with glittering upper garment made of the skin of a huge intoxicated elephant. So we learned about that, right? About Gajasura last week as well. and what happens when you mess with Shiva's peoples.
Send it now.
Right. You become a cloak for Shiva. So, all right, let's sing these first four lines, and then we'll move on to the next three, actually. So, refresh your posture.
Yeah.
Panamani Prabha, Surat Panamani Prabha. doing awesome on that. Beautiful.
Good teacher.
Thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, after a while, it just starts kind of getting in your bones. As far as the syllables and stuff, yeah. So,
it does get easier.
Yeah, yeah. That's been my experience. I probably should grab some glasses here. So I just want to check something real quick. I'm noticing. Oh, okay, that's right. All right. So we are on the next three lines, beginning with line 5. So, let's just say the words real quick. So can you say Sahasra?
Sahasra.
Lojana.
Lojana.
Kabrit.
Kabrit.
Yashisha.
Yashisha.
Yeah, so that's one of those where it's, I love these words where the S's change. So the S with the slash over it is a sh at the teeth, sh. And with the dot underneath, it's a sh with the tongue moving back to the teeth. Yeah, so you have to, Sanskrit's really, it's an exercise for, it's like going to the gym for your mouth. Because you get to move your tongue around in ways that we might not normally do. And really, as English speakers, we're really lazy speakers. We slur our words and run them into one another.
To call it triple A's and N-T and M-T-A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
those are tongue-tied.
Yeah. So, so Sanskrit really helps to alleviate that and help us with our enunciation. It's kind of like being in My Fair Lady school all over again. So, leka.
Leka.
You're like, where were we? Okay. Shekara.
Shekara.
Yeah, shekara.
Shekara.
Yeah, shekara. Prasuna.
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 Tulidhorani.
Tulidhorani.
Vidusa.
Vidusa.
Rangri.
Rangri.
And it's a really soft G because it's got the H behind it. Rangri.
Rangri.
A little bit of air there. It's the Mahaprana, we call it, the big air. Yeah. Pitabu.
Pitabu.
Yeah. Bhujangaraja.
Bhujangaraja.
Malaya.
Malaya.
Nibadha.
Nibadha.
Yeah, nice. Jata.
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 Jutaka.
Jutaka.
Shriyai.
Shriyai.
Chiraya.
Chiraya.
Jayatam.
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 Chakora.
Chakora.
Bandhu. Shekhara.
Shekhara.
So let's go ahead and just translate this first line. We've heard the word sahasra before in other chants. Yeah, so sahasvara chakra, it's the how many petaled lotus?
I don't know that, but I know it above your head.
What did you
The Sahasvara chakra. Yes. Is
how many petals?
Yeah. Many.
1,000, yeah. Or many more.
Many
more. Yeah, it can be. So Sahasra means 1,000 or many, 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 right? It's
more than
a big number. And then Lojana.
Lojana.
So Lojana can mean the eye, it means sight, and it can also mean what illuminates, right? Because eyes are connected with fire. It's from the fire center. So Lojana is what we see, what we perceive, what we illuminate with our sight, okay? So, and then Kabrit.
Kabrit.
Yeah. So Kabrit. is, it's from this time forward. Yeah. And it's also what is offered outward. Right. So moving forward from this place, from this time, and what we offer forward. And then, so kapriti is that. And then because of the rules of Sanskrit, sandhi is the name of the grammatical device where you connect syllables together to make one longer word, in a compound. So because of those rules, the I turns to a Y because it's in front of an A. And ashesha, yeah, is the entire. So this entire thing moves forward, or this entire thing is offered forward, right? And then leka. Mm-hmm, is another word for a god, or the gods.
For dog?
Gods. Yeah, you're backwards. You're.
D-O-G?
No. Chiodi.
Turn it around.
God? Oh, God.
Same, only different.
Well, one thinks he's the other.
Yeah, that's very profound.
And then
Shekara.
Is a crown.
Crown.
It's beautiful, I love that. Prasun.
Prasun?
Is a flower. And I love how there's just little foreshadowings. Like we noticed this with the words in the previous or last week, where the elephant of the north was also the word for the many faces of, or the many women, right? But that fact that kind of that other meaning foreshadowed the elephant skin coming up in the next few lines, right? So here prasun is a word for flower, but there's also the word for kama. For Kamadeva, the god of love, is Prasunabana. So that's another name for him. So we're already being foreshadowed in this line that there's something more coming up around this flowery nature. So, and then Dulidhorani.
Dulidhorani.
So, dhuli is pollen or dust, and dhorani is an uninterrupted flow of that, right? Okay. So, this constant flow of dust or pollen or from the flowers, from the flowery pollen that's constantly flowing, uninterrupted. And then, vidusa. Rangli.
Vidusa.
Yeah. Vidusa is dust colored or gray. Rang, and then because it's connected with the angri, which is feet, the R is there to connect them. And so with this, they're gray dust covered feet, pollen covered feet, right? Pitabu. Yeah, in the seat of their throne, right? So, basically speaking about these gods, right? You have dust-covered, pollen-covered feet, and that dust is flowing, right? It's flowing off of their feet. Bhujanga Raja.
Bhujanga Raja.
So the king of serpents, the cobra, right? Malaya.
Mala.
What's a mala?
Necklace.
Yeah.
Stains.
It's garland. Okay, that's mala.
Oh.
Stain or impurity is mala. It's a short A.
Okay.
Yeah. Mala.
Mala.
It's a necklace. Oh. Yeah, there you go.
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. Yeah. And then nibad.
Nibad.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, veiling or covering. Yeah. And then, Nibadha. Yeah, sorry, is veiling or covering. And Jata.
Jutaka.
Yeah. So, I'm a little confused because Jata is the dreadlocks. Jutaka is also matted hair, right? But Jata with the long A first, I could not find anywhere with that long A and that cerebral T. But I'm assuming that it still means his dreadlock matted hair. Okay. So basically what it's referring to here is his the thousand rays of his sight, right, that are illuminating the entire pantheon of gods, right, who the dust from whose feet crown and cover the his matted hair, flow and cover the dust of whose feet footstools flow out and cover his matted hair, right? Speaking of Shiva, right? So basically, all of the flower pollen dust that covers the feet of the lesser gods crowns Shiva's hair, flows out and crowns his matted locks. Yeah. And then Bhujanga Raja Malaya, we've already done that. Okay, Shriyai.
Shriyai.
So Shri is beautiful. And Shriyai is something that's absolutely glorious. Yeah. Glorious, beauteously, splendidly. And then Chiraya. For a long time. For a long time. Jayatam.
Jayatam.
Is to be produced or to be born. And then Chakora. Oh, I love this word. And then we'll come back to that one. Bandhu. So it's a relationship. Shekara. Again, what? We had that in the first line. It's a crown, right? Okay. So the Chakora, I love this guy. I looked up the Chakora, and the Chakora is a bird, and it's said mythically to ride on moonbeams.
Oh. Mm.
And I looked at a picture, it's actually a partridge, and it's the national bird of Pakistan, I believe. And it's got a beautiful kind of marking on its face that goes around its eyes, and then it moves to the back of its neck and down its neck and then comes out on its breast. And when you look at the bird from the side, it looks like he's got a crescent moon. Because it's white and then it's got a black line and it looks like a crescent moon.
Wow.
So he's related. They're related to the moon. Yeah. So with the so the Chakora bird in this line refers to the moon. So again with the moon as his crown, right? The glorious moon for a long time has been born as his crown there. So the formal translation. May Lord Shiva give us prosperity, who has the moon, the relative of the Chakora bird, as his head jewel, whose hair is tied by the red snake garland, whose footstool is grayed. Okay, so his footstool is grayed. Grayed by the flow of dust from the flowers, from the rows of heads of all the gods. That uninterrupted tradition or uninterrupted row of heads of all the celestial of Indra, Vishnu, and the others. So that's the poetic translation of this. So and Sanskrit leaves a lot open to interpretation. I mean, there's just like all these little syllables and words that have a huge volume of meaning, and then depending on the context you place them in, you know, it can change. A tricky language, very interesting. Okay. All right. So Lalata.
Lalata.
Lalata. Chak. Wait a minute. Where am I?
Chatvara.
There we go. Chatvara. Chatvara. Chatvara.
Chatvara.
Yeah. Shvala.
Shvala.
Yeah. Dhananjaya.
Dananjaya.
Spulingava.
Spulingava.
So lalata is the forehead. Chatvara is a level sacrificial ground, a place made level in preparation for sacrifice, right? Jvalad, blazing. Dananjaya. So Dananjaya is also another word the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was called. He was called Dananjaya by Krishna. Yeah. And it's the winner of wealth. Right? So, and Spulingava.
Spulingava.
So Abha is a beam of shining light. And a Spulinga is a spark of fire. Right? So the spark of fire coming out through a beam of shining light out of his forehead. Right, blazing out of his forehead, right? And then Nipita. Yeah. Pancha.
Shayaka.
So here we're referring to Kamadeva. We're referring to the god of love because Nipita is drunk in, absolutely intoxicated in. Pancha Shayakam. Pancha is five, Shayakam is arrows, and Kamadeva carries five arrows, and when he shoots them, you become intoxicated with desire, right? So it's referring to Kamadeva. And his five arrows, they're flowery arrows, so the flower, the frasun, was already foreshadowing his appearance in this, right? And his five flowers are from the Ashoka tree, they're a white and a blue lotus. Jasmine and a mango flower.
Oh my goodness.
And then Naman.
Naman.
I bow to you, right? Nilimba.
Is
God. Nayakam.
Nayakam.
The leader. Okay. And then Sudhamayuka.
Sudhamayuka.
Okay, so this is referring to the moon. Sudha is nectar. Sudhamayuka is nectar raid. So Sudha is nectar, and so this is referring to the soft rays of the moon.
Maybe it refers to this this idea of this in the soft palate.
Mm-hmm.
They call that the lunar something.
Yeah.
Dripping into the.
Yeah,
so that's
that's right, the so, not the soma, or the, what is the amrita, yeah, the amrita, thank you, nectar of life, yeah, that's it, yeah, yeah, and that's also, and soma is another word for moon, and it's also another word for the amrita, yeah, so, and it's also, yeah, so it's all kind of related to moon, yeah, absolutely. And then Lekhaya.
Lekhaya.
So we had this already before. Lekha is a god, right? But Lekhaya is to inscribe. Viraja.
Virajamana.
Viraja is shining. And mana is a dwelling, or it's even an altar. And then Shekara, again, Shekara. So what's Shekara again? We keep seeing the Shekara, yeah, the ground, right. And then Maha. Great, Kapali. Another word for Shiva, another name of Shiva. Sampade. Fulfill. Shiro. Shirshasana, what's Shirshasana?
Headstand.
Yeah, so what's Shiro?
Shiro, head.
Yeah, there you go. Jitta.
Jitala.
Jitala. Okay, so Jitta we know is the dreadlocks, right? La is to wear. So it's when you have it on you. Is so Jatala, he's wearing dreadlocks. And then Mastu.
must do?
Yeah, na.
Na.
So na is it's a masculine singular, so must do is to praise, we praise him. Yeah. His praise. So, formal translation for this. May we get the wealth of siddhis from Shiva's locks of hair. Siddhis are the powers that we receive from our practice, right? Are the benefits we receive from our practice. Which devoured the god of love with the sparks of the fire flaming from his forehead, who is bowed to by all the celestial leaders, Namani, bowed to, Yalimpa, by the gods, you know, Nayaka, the leaders, who is beautiful with the crescent moon, Sudamayuka, as his shikara, as his crown. And then Karala.
Bahala.
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 Sorry, Bahala.
Bahala.
Yeah. Paktika.
Paktika.
Dagad.
Dagad.
Dagad. Dagad. Dagadjvala.
Dagadjvala.
So, Karala is dreadful or powerful. Bahala is another word for forehead, again. So many were different words for different things. Yeah. And then praktika.
Praktika.
What I found was it's a flag or a silken flag or a ribbon. And it doesn't come up in the translation, so it's interesting in the translation that I found. So I'm interested in meditating on this a little bit more and seeing how it fits in there. And then these words that have these kind of essence of sound to them, dagad, dagad, dagadjvala. So dagad in this sense is a crack, it's a crackling sound, right? And then jvala is a flame. So the crackle, 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 crackle of the flame, right? It's onomatopoeia. What it is. And onomatopoeia is like the word pop or bang, right? Those are words that are what they sound like.
Shit.
They mean what they sound like. Well, no. That one doesn't work.
Okay, fine.
Like rough.
Yeah, right.
Or cuckoo.
Or cuckoo, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And Dhananjaya.
Dhananjaya.
Again, that's that winner of wealth, right? And then Huti.
Huti.
Yeah. It's a sacrifice. Krita.
Krita.
Obtained or acquired. Prachanda.
Prachanda.
Terrible. Pancha.
Pancha.
Again with Pancha.
Pancha.
Five, yes. Shayake.
Shayake.
Yeah, that's the reference to Kamadeva, Panchashayake, the five arrows, right? Yeah. Dara.
Dara.
Dharendra.
Dharendra.
So, Dara is the holder, the bearer, Dharendra, the holder of the universe, the carrier of the universe, of earth and sky, Indra, the god of earth and sky. Right? Nandini.
Nandini.
And we had this a couple weeks ago, Nandini. Yeah, it's Durga, but we're also, in this sense, is the wife of Shiva, so Parvati is who we're talking about here, Nandini. Okay, Chagra.
Chagra.
Okay, so this one I thought was really interesting to be able to bring this in and teach this word. It means a nipple.
Nipple.
And Chitrapatraka.
Chitrapatraka.
Nice. So Chitra are symbols, and they're letters and numbers that are made in a way that's very geometric and have a lot of like kind of artistic flourish to them, you know. And patraka is, it's a technique by which you paint lines on the body. Right. Okay. It's kind of like henna. Yeah. It's kind of like any. Right. And prakalpanaika.
Prakalpanaika.
Yeah. So prakal is supplying or is someone who supplies or who's an expert in something, and ika is, it changes to it's actually ika, but it changes to an I. To connect, or an AI to connect the two words. It's the one who is the expert in, or the one who supplies. Shilpini.
Shilpini.
Yeah, Shilpini is skillfully. Trilochani.
Trilochani.
So remember lochana? Away up there, the eye? What's tri?
Three.
Okay, so what's trilochani?
Third eye.
Yeah, three eyes. Yes. Good job. Ratir. So remember Rati? The wife of Kamadeva.
Oh.
Right? But her name also means enjoyment or pleasure. Yeah, so Ratir, I take pleasure in, I enjoy. Mama, me, my enjoyment, my pleasure. Okay, so formally, my enjoyment is in Lord Shiva, who has three eyes, who has offered the powerful god of love into the fire, the flames crackling on the flat surface of his forehead, and who is the sole expert artist of drawing decorative lines on the tips of the breasts of Parvati, the daughter of the mountain king. And that's where the nipples come in. I thought that was really interesting to bring in here.
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and sing these three lines, and then I'm going to tell you the story of Kamadeva, and then we'll sing it all together. All right? All right. So we'll sing these three lines. So again, refresh your posture.
Night.
So we left off last week. Beautiful. We left off last week, and I'm kind of moving a little quicker here now. We left, Parvati kind of hanging a little bit last week. She's longing for her beloved, and he's all in meditation, doing his thing. And guess what? There's another demon wreaking havoc on the universe.
Because they're all his.
Yeah. Tarak Asura. Tarak Asura. Yeah. This time it's this guy, right? Tarak Asura. And I don't know much about him. I didn't really look him up. But apparently he's trying to take over. He's throwing the gods out of their kingdom and wreaking havoc on heaven and earth. And and everybody's in an uproar and they're all running to Brahma and they're all running to Indra. And, oh my goodness, it's just a mess. And they're like, you know, Brahma's like the only person that can get rid of this demon is the son of Shiva. That's it. That's all I got, you know. But Shiva's in meditation. He has not finished his tapasya. He's not finished his practice. Right? And woe to the person who tries to wake Shiva up, right? it's not a good idea. And Parvati, meanwhile, has found Shiva. And she has been quietly and patiently tending him while he's in meditation, making sure that he has his offering, his prasad, you know, his offering food and his abhishekam, his water, right? And you know, that the place is clean and she's just doing her seva, doing her service. And yet he won't wake up. And so Indra gets an idea. How about we send in Kamadeva?
Kamadeva.
And we get Kamadeva to shoot one of his flowery arrows into the heart of Shiva, right? And so he calls Kamadeva and he says, I got a really important job for you. And anytime someone says that to me, I'm like, uh-oh. What is it? So Kamadeva's like, okay, what is it you want me to do? And Indra's like, well, you see, we got this Tarakasura, he's getting ready to really be a lot of trouble for all of us, and we need to wake Shiva up, and we need to get him to fall in love with Parvati. That's the only way, you know, it's the only answer. And Kama's like, you want me to wake Shiva up? Really? You're serious? And he's like, yeah, that's about the only thing we can do. Like, you know what? If that's what it takes, all right, I'm willing to lay down my life. I'm willing to do this. Let's do it. So Rati, his wife, is like, oh, no, 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 please, please. You know, I fear for your safety. And he's like, no, I've got to do this. It's the only way. So they both go. They both go into the meditation place of Shiva. And as soon as Kamadeva enters this forest glade, it was winter, but spring arrives. And the flowers, the jasmine blooms, and the smell of the Ashoka flowers fills the air, and the lotus in the pond suddenly flies up from the muck and just opens up. And the mangoes become ripe on the vine. And sweet nectar falls from the leaves, and the air is fragrant. The cuckoo bird begins her song. The chakora bird, you know, sings from the trees, yes. And everyone's heart just fills with lightness. And even the young fawns, and the tigers use the tigers as their little nesting ground. Everybody's in love. It's wonderful. And yet Shiva's still sitting here with his meditation. Completely unaware. Maybe he's aware, but he's unaffected. He's definitely aware, but he's completely unaffected by all this. And he's seen Parvati. He's opened his eyes, you know. Can't help but notice her. I mean, she's the reincarnation of Sati. So, of course, he's already felt something, but he's in his tapasya. So he's unaffected. So, Kamadeva, you know, was hoping that maybe the smell of the spring would wake Shiva up, you know, kind of get him going. Nothing. So, pulls one of his arrows out, shaking his hand, knocks it to the bow, draws back the string of honeybees, because it's a sugarcane bow and a honeybee string, of course.
All right.
You knew that, right?
What else would it be?
Pulls back the string of honeybees, takes a big gulp, and lets the arrow fly. And it hits the heart of Shiva. And Shiva's all three eyes spring wide open, and the first thing he sees is Kamadeva, and burns him to ashes. But then he sees Parvati. And it's too late. The arrow is in his heart, and he is smitten. However, he's also very angry because his tapasya has been disturbed. So he disappears. In a poof. Gone. Right. And Rati is on the edge of the glade, and she lets out a wail of anguish. Her beloved is lying there in a pile of ashes. And yet his essence is floating everywhere, and everything just is, everything all around the world just falls in love with everything else. Oh my goodness. Except for him. He's a little grumpy.
His girlfriend's here.
Makes him feel good.
All right. So, Rati is grief stricken. And Parvati is a little beside herself because her beloved has just disappeared. And Rati comes to Parvati and she says, please, please, you have to promise. You know, something has to be done. And Parvati says, don't worry. He's awake now. Now I have a chance. I'm going to do a great tapasya. And when he notices me, then when we're getting married, I'm going to make one condition that he return your beloved to you. Okay, I promise from my heart, because Parvati, she never only thinks of herself. She's the mother. She's the great mother. Right? So she has everyone in her heart, no matter what she herself is feeling. The welfare of others comes first. So. She prepares herself, and I had my timeline a little bit off. So I was talking about the Aparna, the one with who goes without even a leaf, right? This is where this comes in. So she goes into the same forest glade, and she strips herself down wearing only a linen cloth. And for many, many years, hundreds, maybe thousands of years, she does her penance. She stands in the five fires in the summer, the blazing sun, four bonfires on either side, burning, burning heat in meditation. She is up to her neck in cold water in the winter, throughout the winter. She eats less and less and less until finally she's eating just one leaf a day, and then finally not even that. And that's why she's called Aparna. Parna is leaf, is the negative of that, right? So not even a leaf, she's called. Okay. And finally, Shiva notices. He notices. And yet, he has to test her. So first he sends his gunas. And they go in, and they're like, oh, woman, what are you doing? You're so beautiful, you're so young. Why are you doing this great penance? You should be in your father's palace. you should be just doing, you know, your regular puja and enjoying the finer things in life. Why this? And she says, because Shiva is all that matters to me. He's all that I love. I'm doing this, hopefully, so that he'll notice me. So they go back and they report this to Shiva. Yeah, that's pretty good, but still not quite satisfied. So Shiva disguises himself as a young Brahmin, a young priest. And he goes to the glade, and he sits under a tree, and he watches for a little while. And he's like, hey. Hey, beautiful. What are you doing? Why so serious? You know? And she's like, I'm getting the attention of my beloved. I am doing this because I, for the love of Shiva. And he says, that guy? Really? You mean the one with the dreadlocks? Runs around naked with ashes all over his body? The ugly guy? She says, you don't know anything. Anyone who would smear in the name of Shiva. You're not worthy. He's like, really? You're talking about the guy who wears the tiger skin, right? And lives in a graveyard. You're too beautiful for that. You're too fine. What do you want to do running around in a graveyard with some heathen, you know? And she's like, he may live like a beggar, but he can bestow the greatest riches on anyone. He is the bestower of wealth, the wealth of the heart, right? The wealth that goes beyond material means. And I want you out of my sight. You open your mouth one more time and you're gone, because all I know is you're going to say something bad about that to which I'm the most devoted. So I want nothing to do with you. And just to be associated with you already is a stain on my good tapas. And Shiva's satisfied. And he reveals himself to her, finally. And she is overjoyed, for her beloved has come to her. And so he's ready to take her right off to Mount Kailash and just be joined. She's like, no, we have to observe tradition. You must go ask for my hand from my father, Himavan, and who's the father of the Himalayas, father of the mountains. And my mother, Mina, I believe is her name. And so Shiva agrees with this, for, you know, he sees that she observes custom. So he's very pleased with this. So he goes to Himavan, and unlike her previous father when she was in her other incarnation as Sati, who was like just abhorred with Shiva, just didn't want anything to do with him, Himavan is a great devotee of Shiva, and he was overjoyed to give his daughter's hand in marriage to Shiva. Yeah. So then Vishvakarma, the architect of the gods, who creates beautiful palaces and he creates this marriage pavilion that is beyond description. Absolutely amazing. And great celebrations were held. And Parvati, however, has not forgotten her word to Radhi. So she says, before I marry you, you have to restore Kamadeva to Radhi. And Shiva's like, well, tell you what we're gonna do. I won't restore him to physical form just yet. However, anytime Rati really wants to be with him, all she has to do is call him, and he'll be able to satisfy her. Because right now, in the form he's in, he's spreading the essence of love all over the world. And right now we need this. However, I will promise you that in the Tvaraka Yuga, there will be born, incarnated, a being called Krishna. And he will have sons. And when he has his son, Pradyumna, that will be the reincarnation of Kama. And he'll he'll finally be reembodied. And so everybody was happy. And this is known as the Madana. Madana Bhasma, or the Kama Dahana. So that's the name of that story. Yes, the incineration of Kama. And they go off to Mount Kailash after they're married, and they make passionate love for thousands of years, as they do, Shiva and Parvati. Their embrace lasts for thousands and thousands of years, for millennia. And it is what sustains and keeps the world in existence, apparently. And of course, Kartikeya is born through an accident, not of Parvati, actually. It's a whole other story. And he's the one that ends up slaying this Tarak Asura. All right? Okay, let's sing the whole thing all together. We're gonna do this. Okay, so again, refreshing your posture. We have a few minutes, right? So can we do it all together, you think? Yeah, let's try it. All right. And you know what? I mean, just holding Shiva in your heart, holding that energy of transformation, the energy that creates the entire reality that we enjoy, right? This world, this existence. Holding that in your hearts, and even if you stumble on the words, the divine knows what you mean.
Yamarvayam Chakra.
we are divine peace, we are divine light, we are the divine offering. Hare Om Tat Sat, Namaste.
Jai Shiva.
Jai Shiva. Shiva Shambho.